the cost of producing ethanol. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, there's been much talk and concern over the years about how it costs more to produce ethanol than what it was worth. But a new report says we're getting much more energy from a gallon of ethanol than went into the production of that ethanol. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
Does it take more energy to make a gallon of ethanol than you get out of it? If you asked experts in the 1980s, most would say yes, it does.
However, you know, we've had a lot of technological progress.
And a new study shows that progress. Harry Bamas runs the Agriculture Department's Energy Office, and he says now we're getting much more energy out than we're putting into making corn-based ethanol. Couple of reasons. One, corn growers are using far less nitrogen fertilizer and energy per acre and getting far more bushels of corn per acre.
So we've made advances in producing corn. We've also become more efficient at converting corn into ethanol.
More ethanol per bushel of corn.
Back in the early 80s, you got about 2.2 gallons of ethanol per bushel of corn. Now you get closer to 2.8 gallons of ethanol per bushel of corn.
So the new study shows for every one unit of energy used to produce corn and ethanol from it, you get 2 1/3 energy units out, a big improvement from the past. And Harry Bama says,
we think that there's room for further improvement.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And there's no doubt a lot of corn in Tennessee being produced for ethanol. And while farmers are finishing up corn harvest for this year's crop, the latest rankings from last year's commodities have just been reported. Cash receipts to farmers show corn ranked number 5 in the state at $251 million. Number 4 was greenhouse and nursery products with a value of $291 million. Number 3 was cattle and calves with a value of $423 million. Number 2 went to broilers at $442 million. And the number 1 valued commodity in Tennessee last year was soybeans with cash receipts totaling $564 million. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.